What time is it? It's war time. You're joking, right? What do you mean it's 3 in the morning? The way that you keep moving about, it's as if, you know, it's near like 7 or 8. Don't apologize. You don't ever need to apologize. Unless, of course, you know, your arm hits me in your sleep or you kick me, in which case, yeah. I need all the apologies and the grovelling and, you know, any treats you can muster. That would be great. No, it doesn't mean that I'll just claim you kicked me in the middle of the night and ask for ice cream. That's not how it works. I'll be honest. Yep. Baby, are you okay? I know. It's hard. And hard to get to sleep at the right time for me. There's nothing to wake up to, there's no work to do, there's nothing. It's like one really long holiday that we never ever wanted. I'm here for you. I'm here to talk or hug or kiss or, you know, anything else. And then hopefully get to sleep at some point. Go through the whole Groundhog Day all over again. Same old, same old. You have me. You know. Yeah. And don't ever doubt it. We're in this together and I'm stuck under this roof with you. So I'd better love you, right? Of course. I absolutely love you. And there's not a single thing being cooped up in here day after day with you that's actually changed my mind from that. I know, I sound surprised as well. Hey! Be nice. Yeah. Somehow I love you. I'm not entirely sure why or how, but I do. But what I need you to do is to go to sleep. And I know your brain is ticking and it's gonna take a lot more rolling over and irritating the fuck out of me, but time for a bit of sleep. Yeah. I can reassure you if you want. I can just tell you what's going on in my head. And with any luck, something comes out of this mouth that actually makes some sort of sense and actually helps. And if somehow I manage to ramble you to sleep, even better. I'm fully aware of what you're gonna say. Yeah, I am. My rambling sets you to sleep anyway. I am fully, fully aware of that joke, and it's so funny. What I need you to do is just lie down and close your eyes. None of this sitting up, none of this rolling. One place. Stay still. Close your eyes. And I'll just move a little closer to you. Here we go. There. Keep your eyes closed. I love you. I love you with all my heart. It's not just this case of empty words. It's as true as it can be. I do all these things for you. I take all this trouble not because I feel I need to, it's because I want to. I want to help you. I want to keep loving you. And if that means I need to get up at 3 a.m. any other night and tell you nothings, reassure you until you go to sleep, I'll do that. I'll do whatever it needs to be done now. I mean, it'll make me more tired, but then that just means more sleep, so, you know, it's not too bad. Fix for it's pretty good. But you're safe. And it doesn't matter what happens outside these four walls. When you come into bed with me, you're safe. And you should be able to relax. All I ask is that you just leave all of those thoughts about what's going on and what's waiting for you at work and what else has happened in the world. Just leave that at the door. Come in here and we'll make it a safe space. No mention of the words. No mention of the news. Nothing. Just you and me. And we can talk about what we want to do with our day. We can talk about food. I as usual. Our mutual love of everything sweet. Where we might like to go for a walk next. Hell, where we could go on holiday next year. We can dream and just talk about it. And it might not happen. It might turn out things. Just don't allow for that. But we can dream away. We can ramble away our thoughts and our feelings. We can just have our own little world here where nothing can get us. Put our phones on silent and just relax. Matter what's going on, there's really not much you can do that will push me away right now. If you need time, if you need space, you just say the words, because I'll do that for you. In one room on this cozy bed with me. Your long suffering partner. No, I'm kidding. There's been no suffering. Your long, adoring partner. And we'll get through this together. This last time I checked, we pretty much go through everything together. And we come out the other end, and we dust ourselves off. We run head first into the next. Whether that's a challenge, whether that's a treat, whatever it is next, we just take it as it comes. And do you know what? I couldn't have spent this horrible time so far with anyone else. I mean, it's a minor miracle I have not shouted at you or fell out with you and you've not irritated the hell out of me, but guess it's because we actually care enough to make space and be aware of who's nearby and just be far more considerate than we ever were. It's a small place, our flat, but it's enough for two. You look so peaceful. Are you awake? Success. the next.